This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jaden from Graham is. Jaden, are you there?
I am.
And Jaden, were you by any chance listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to get those three correct answers in the cheat sheet?
I was.
Yeah, baby!
Come on.
Let's go, Jaden. Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Jaden has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I think so.
Sonnet and haiku are types of what?
Poetry?
Yes. What U.S. city is known as the Windy City?
Pass.
What is the opposite of a synonym?
Antonym?
Yes. West Side Story was inspired by which Shakespearean play?
Romeo and Juliet?
Correct. Who is the foreign exchange student on That 70s Show?
Fez?
Yes. What is the more common name for the larynx?
The voice box?
That's right. What fictional village is in the shadow of Mount Crumpet?
Whoville?
Yes. How many U.S. states share a land border with New York?
Three, four, five?
Five, correct. In Major League Baseball, what is the distance between bases?
Pass.
Who was the founder of the Mongol Empire?
Genghis Khan?
Yes. What U.S. city is known as the Windy City?
New York?
No.
Yeah, no idea.
You know what? No complaints here because you got eight correct, Jaden. You rocked it.
I'll take it.
And that cheat sheet, that was a big help, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Steve?
Yes.
I think you should feel some pressure, but are you ready?
I believe that I am.
All right.
Sonnet and haiku are types of what?
Poems.
Yes. What U.S. city is known as the Windy City?
That would be Chicago.
It is. What is the opposite of a synonym?
An antonym.
Yes. West Side Story was inspired by which Shakespearean play?
Macbeth.
No.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes. Who is the foreign exchange student on That 70s Show?
Fez.
Yes. What is the more common name for the larynx?
The throat?
No.
The esophagus?
No.
The larynx. The vocal cords?
No. What fictional village is in the shadow of Mount Crumpet?
Never Neverland?
No.
Crumpet Town?
No.
Crazy Town?
No. How many U.S. states share a land border with New York?
Four.
No.
Five.
Yes. In Major League Baseball, what is the distance between bases?
60 feet.
No.
90 feet.
Yes. Who is the founder of the Mongol Empire?
Genghis Khan.
Correct. And with time to spare, Steve, you scored 8, and that is a tie.
Oh, come
8-8.
Son of a.
Good work, Jaden. Next time you will beat Migs. Let's go through this. First of all, your daughter's going to be very disappointed that you did not know the fictional village in the shadow of Mount Crumpet is Whoville.
It's Whoville.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, man, don't tell my daughter that.
And I will not. And the more common name for the larynx is the voice box. You said vocal cords. You were very close. You were in the vein, but I couldn't give you credit
for
that.
Fair.
Next time.
I wish you would have. I would have won then.
Next time at 8:50, I hope you lose. And if you do beat Migs, or if you don't beat Migs, you can get an I Beat Migs t-shirt in the Rock Shop. They are an exclusive at KISW.com. Every day we like to check out those calendars that give us those random made-up holidays and things of that nature. So today there was one.
And more often than not, they're so stupid.
They're silly.
But this one kind of got us chat.
This one is a fun chat. Today is relive your past by listening to the first music you ever bought. No matter what it was, no excuses day.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yes.
But it did get us talking about like the first album that we bought, which is kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. And so we have ours, and we want our rockaholics to guess who these first belong to. So let's start with Ted, who's on I-5 right now. Ted, what was the first album you ever bought?
Album I ever bought was Bloodhound Gang, Hooray for Boobies.
Oh,
you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
Do it again now.
All right.
We don't need no water. Let the mother blanker burn. Burn, mother blanker. Oh, I freaking love the Bloodhound Gang.
So good.
Okay. All right, we're going to play a song. This is one of the albums that someone from our show purchased, the very first purchase that they ever made. You have to guess who from the show purchased this. Are you ready, Ted?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. All right, so it's Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Darren on that one.
Yeah!
You are correct.
Parental advisory.
Did you buy it on cassette, vinyl,
CD? Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Awesome, Ted. Thank you.
All right, we've got Michael from Seattle that wants to play the game. Michael, what was your first album you bought?
Well, I can't really say I bought it, but I found it. We were in the used car business, and I found an old 8-track. Yes. 8-track.
Damn.
It was UFO No Heavy Petting with Michael Schenker.
Nice.
No Heavy Petting sounds like a Bloodhound Gang song
as
well. All right. We're going to play a song from an album that one of the members of our show purchased, and this is their first purchase, one of their first purchases ever. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. All right, it's Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me. Who do you think from our show made this purchase?
Danny.
Wrong.
No.
Any other guesses?
Say again?
Any other guesses? Not Danny.
Karen.
Oh, man.
Nope. It's yours truly. I always feel like.
That's a jam right there.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Matthew from Bothell, what's the first album you bought?
It was either Alive or Alive 2, one of the Kiss albums.
Oh, great. That's like one of my brother's first picks. I mean, so I couldn't really say that was mine because my brother definitely, he forked over the cash to get that record. All right, are you ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Migs, how old are you?
50.
No, I'm going to say Danny.
You are correct, yeah. I bought a few records before this one. Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Danny, did you buy it on cassette or CD?
No, it was CD. And I still will always remember walking through sixth grade and hearing this song. And I was like, I have to go spend my $20 at Hastings, which was like
Yeah.
And I bought Americana.
All right, we got one more.
Yes, Pogi from Tacoma. What was your first album?
You know, I'm trying to think. I was always into music, and I had so much of it. I had my parents' vinyls I listened to when I was really little. When they got divorced, I took all their vinyls so they wouldn't fight over them. I don't remember what the first one I bought with my own money was, honestly.
All right, so, well, for this one, it obviously there's just three of us, so we've already heard three songs, but somebody on our show purchased more than one record the first time they ever purchased something. So are you ready for this one?
I am.
All right. I'm the kind of G the little homies want to be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Little Coolio action, Gangster's Paradise. What do you think, Pogi?
I think you guys are all disappointing me. I thought you had better taste than this, but I'm going to get the parrot.
You are correct.
From the Dangerous Minds soundtrack, remember that?
Yes. Who's that? Who's the actress?
Oh my gosh, that's totally escaping.
Not Kira
me right
Sedgwick,
now.
But Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, thank you.
And all fairness, Pogi, the other record that I bought on the same day that I bought Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me, was this. So,
Redemption.
At least somebody bought something cool.
Mine was literally called Cool Leo.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's another great chat happening on Reddit where a user asked, what is a hobby that's an instant red flag? So we're going to go straight to the comments about that at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a fantastic chat happening on Reddit where a user was asking, what hobby is an instant red flag?
Okay.
Like wrestling.
That's not a hobby, it's a way of life. I almost said a bad word.
Oh, no. Some of the comments on this thread were priceless. But
was
do
it
we
cribbage?
Agree? But do we agree with them?
That's my favorite part, is to see if what other people think is weird or odd and whether or not we're on board with it.
So let's go straight to the comments.
All right, we decided who better to read these? From the afterlife. Everybody's favorite old lady.
Betty White?
You know it.
Yes!
So we have Robot Betty White reading these comments about hobbies that are red flags. Are you ready for the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we agree.
Watching alpha male and influencers.
I do like watching them, only because I think they're entertaining because they're so over the top.
Oh, but yeah.
I don't think that. I think some of them are just total tool bags.
Yes.
There's one, I guess you would call him, Ryan, like Homiston, I think is his name. He's on YouTube. He's so freaking funny. Like, and he has a dark sense of humor, but he's a total bro. And he's like just jacked. But the stuff that he says, like, you have to rewind because you're like, did he just say that? That sounds like the worst thing ever. And it's so funny. So definitely worth a watch.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm okay with those.
Collecting Disney memorabilia. Those folks get weird. Also, if you marry someone like that, you will never go on a vacation that isn't a Disney theme park or cruise.
Well, I think that would be actually pretty awesome.
Danny, how many Disney pins do you have?
3,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I would have been shocked if you said 300.
Oh, yeah, way more than that.
Where do you keep them?
You know, honestly, some at my mom's house, some at the apartment. They're just all over the place. Yeah, I need to organize them.
How does Linda, not mom Linda, but girlfriend Linda feel about this?
I mean, honestly, I don't really pull them out to show her.
I mean, I don't need to tell. I mean, we weren't asking for relationship problems.
She's good.
Oh, she's okay. She's satisfied with your Disney pins.
Trolling people online for fun.
Oh, so as long as you do it for evil, it's okay. But not just not for fun.
That is just exhausting to me.
I'll never understand the troll mindset. It's just like, are you that miserable with your life that you need to crap on somebody else? And don't you have anything better to do?
Speaking of hobbies, get a hobby.
Right.
The lack of a hobby is probably the biggest red flag.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but I also saw some people comment on it. It's like, if people are battling stuff, the motivation's just not there to do anything.
Totally.
So I'm not ready to crap on somebody that doesn't have a hobby. I think hobbies are great, and I think everybody should, but I understand why people might not.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was really into serial killers. She was kind of crazy. The things she said about them, too, it was like she didn't care they killed multiple innocent people in brutal ways.
No, as long as it's entertaining.
I feel like there's a very large portion of the population that is very obsessed with serial killers and true crime.
There's a reason why there's like 30 billion true crime documentaries on Netflix alone. And then think about all the podcasts. Like, if you look at like the most popular podcasts, like, I'd say about 80% of them are like these true crime podcasts.
Yeah.
And Danny, you're big into them, aren't you?
We watch so many true crime. That's all we really watch. I literally took a nap to American Psycho yesterday, which obviously fake serial killer, but it's still amazing.
Sweet dreams.
We let the authorities know. If Tara and I go missing, first person they need to go reach out to is Danny.
That's fair.
Yeah.
MLM work. MLM stands for Moms Losing Money.
Yeah, and they want to take your money as well.
That's a big one. And social media has just made it so much worse because people are just sliding into your DMs, trying to sell you stuff.
With the same copy-paste pitch that has all these crazy emojis with the money bags and with whatever else and about how, like, you know, you don't never have to work a day in your life again. It's like, I'm okay with working.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Thank you.
A girl once told me her hobby was scrolling on TikTok. Being super into celebrities and their lives. Weird.
Yeah.
No, that's not for me. I mean, I follow some celebrities, but I honestly follow more famous animals than I do famous people.
Oh, yeah. There's that one, like, dog that looks like Will Ferrell. I love that dog's Instagram page. It's so great. I mean, I scroll on all those things, but I would never call that a hobby. That's just something, whatever. All right, we got one more.
Making AI girlfriends and arguing with them.
Is that a thing?
I have never heard of that before.
Is that a hobby?
None of us know about this, but apparently it's a thing. Because I even saw like a bunch of people were commenting about this being something that people are doing nowadays.
Wait, so are you...
I don't want to argue with my actual girl, my wife. I don't want to argue with my wife. Now I want to have a fake person that I argue with.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I see a lot of like the like make your own AI girlfriend, but it's for other reasons.
Yeah.
Not arguing.
You know what? How about all the trolls that like to bother people? They just find themselves a robot to yell at.
Oh, yeah.
Great plan.
Problem solved.
Mm-hmm. A local woman is going to the finals of a very popular TV show. We're going to tell you what's trending after Linkin Park. While you get ready to embark on your day, you might want to know what's happening in the world of pop culture. And since there's so much going on, we have pulled out a few nuggets. And we're ready to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go! Let's go!
The Foo Fighters are back, baby. And we're going to tell you all about it shortly. But first, just in case you missed it, Maple Valley's own Lucia Flores-Wiseman has advanced to the final round of NBC's The Voice. This is that moment.
From Team Adam. Lucia Flores-Wiseman. The 23-year-old who sang some Soundgarden for us last night from Washington.
That's awesome.
So cool. So the next competition is happening Monday night on King 5. It's live.
Yeah, I think it's like Monday and Tuesday is when they do it next week.
And she's competing with three other finalists. The winner will be announced on May 20th. And
let's go.
This summer, if you want to see her in action, she's going to be playing one of the Thing Festival weekends at Remlinger Farms out in Carnation on August 16th. So I think it's every Saturday that month. Thing Festival is happening, and she's on the bill.
Well, she's going to sell a couple more tickets if she ends up coming in first place. I mean, just in general, I think a lot of people have just been thinking about her and talking about her.
Yes.
That is nuts, and we had her on. It's all because of us.
We helped.
Right?
I mean, we were
one of the early supporters.
And it's even more wild for me to think that, like, I went to a party with her and met her, and that's how the whole connection started. I was like, how is this? I never have known somebody this famous.
Don't be so humble about it. It was Danny who said, you have a really nice singing voice. You should think about singing. Before
I really
that,
did.
She never sang a song.
Yes.
And then he's like, you should actually try out for The Voice. And then she did, and now look at her.
All thanks to Danny.
Amazing.
I bet she won't acknowledge that.
No, never.
I bet the fame has gotten to her head.
It's okay.
Okay. Hey, the Foo Fighters, they just announced that they're coming back finally. Yeah. Their first concert of 2025, and it's going to be happening October 4th at the Singapore Grand Prix. So let's put in our day off from work and
can we take a field trip.
Can we take a party bus to Singapore? Is that possible? I don't know.
Party jet.
But there are some local ties. I didn't even realize this, that this is going to be their first public show in nearly 14 months. Their last show, T-Mobile Park, August 2024. I didn't realize that was the last time that they played. And the next thing you know, or I love how the story says that they've taken a break, followed a period of limited appearances and personal events for frontman Dave Grohl.
That was a very personal event.
I'm not sure what that personal event was, but apparently it kept him away from playing some shows and some other things as well.
Mm-hmm. Update on egg prices, y'all. They have dropped for the first time since October 2024, but they're still 79% higher than they were basically this time last year.
Are you still hooking Danny up with your eggs?
I've only brought him eggs one time.
I know.
Do you want more eggs?
I want all the eggs,
I'll bring
Taryn.
You some eggs to
yes.
So they're expecting that they're going to come down a little bit more now that we're on the other side of Easter and all that stuff.
So you're going to lower the price for Danny now?
Yeah, free 99.
Now it's free 98?
Yes.
Totally. All right. There's an artist that many people hate. I believe some of the people on our show might hate this person as well. And this person just collaborated with Julia Wolfe, and they did a new version of the Goo Goo Dolls' hit Iris. I want to see what you guys think of the song and if you can figure out who this artist is that's singing Iris with Julia Wolfe, who I have no idea who that is.
And you can't fight the tears that ain't coming, or the moment truth
that's Julia.
Everything,
this is the guy you all hate.
Like, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see.
Any guesses?
Do you hate this person?
I go back and forth. I like him in some situations.
Oh.
I can live without him in others.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's MGK.
I just want you to know who I am.
You know the funny thing is, I was trying to make Scott Stapp fit that mold so much because I was like, I freaking hate Scott Stapp and he should not be singing this song. But I was like, that doesn't sound like him. It doesn't sound as bad.
That did not sound as bad.
Yeah, Scott Stapp would have made that song better.
Terrible. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I thought it sounded, of all the MGK things I've ever heard, I thought that was the least annoying.
I hated that less than I hate other songs by him.
Yes.
Usually when he goes down like the hip-hop road, I'm like, I can live without that. I don't mind him when he's doing the pop-punk stuff.
Oh, I mind him all the time.
I'm fine with him becoming a Goo Goo Dolls tribute act.
You like the Goo Goo Dolls a little bit?
And hey, if you're talking about Creed, we got to give a shout-out. There's an Indianapolis 500 car that is now the Creed car. Have you seen that?
Yes.
We weren't talking about Creed, Steve.
Yeah, we were. You brought up Scott Stapp. It's got the logo. It's got the color scheme. Look at that, Danny. Wouldn't you want to be in that car?
Do you think it's possible? Do you think Creed is actually more popular now than they were 25 years ago?
No.
You don't think
so? Not a chance. Mm. They were unstoppable at one point. I mean, they were selling like millions upon millions of copies of albums. I think they're more popular than they've been in a very long time.
Yeah, now they have 4 fans. Back then, they used to have 5 fans.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? His record sits at 155 wins, 56 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. Call up 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try and beat Miggs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.